Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, again, Mitch and Paul on vacation. Mitch will be back tomorrow. Just a brief vacation for him. And Mike Palm, Matt Eumanns here on Follow the Money today. And Mike Palm, who did we think was the number one guest we wanted to target for our show today?
Well, when you called me Friday, it was a quick conversation that Mike North was who we wanted.
He was at the top of our wish list, and we got him. Mike North, progressive guest line right now. Dial up to Chicago sports radio legend, Hall of Famer. Mike, how's your summer going out there in Chicago?
Great, man. Great to talk to you and great to talk to Mike. It's great to talk to both of you guys. Oh, yeah, it's good. Played a little golf today. About it was like 80 degrees, which is welcome for us because it's been a cold early type of summer. And at the end of the spring, it's been a little chilly. But having a good time, betting games, betting golf, betting basketball, just having the time of my life. What can I tell you? I mean, I guess I'll say what like Michael Jordan does. It's a hobby. What can I tell you?
If you're having the time of your life, when are you going to make it out to Circa, by the way? We've been talking about this for a couple of years. When are you going to come out?
Every time I tell you, Derek's got to send a Circa jet. He's got to have it. We'll land it. It's at Paul Walkie. You know where that was, out in Wheeling, the corporate jet. Maybe Mike comes for the ride. We go out. Maybe we spend some time in Chicago and fly back. But really, to be honest with you, it seems like I used to love to travel, but I'm so burnt out. I went to Vegas. I've been to Vegas 30, 40 times in my life. I've had a great time, but I'm more like inside now, you know. I don't even, when I do my radio show, I do it from home now. So a lot of things have changed, and one of them is I like to stay in more than I ever did.
Mikey, I'm not sure that there's a hotter baseball handicapper than you right now, but I'm following your plays on Twitter. You might have a day, one day or two. I mean, it's a bad day when you go 1-1. You know, we're all expecting to have a profitable day. Before we look at tonight's card, what's been the key to your recent success?
All right, this is unbelievable because I've had like three banner type of situations in my 61 years of wagering. Only three. I was 18 straight in the NFL one time. I won 46-10 betting hockey another time. And this is the next one, 126-90. And now that's three times. The rest is a grind, as you guys know. You're going to have good years. You're going to have bad years. In February, a buddy of mine said, you know what? I think the toughest bet to bet is baseball. I said, are you out of your mind? I said, that's the easiest bet. I think the toughest bet is like the NFL or, you know, the NBA. You don't know who's playing, whatever. He goes, no, baseball. I said, I'll tell you what. I bet you I could finish above 500 betting baseball. He says, well, how would you do that? I said, well, I'll put my stuff on Twitter every day and you can check it. And then he says to me, well, you want to put something on it? I go, how much? He says, okay, we'll put 5,000 on it for the year. For the year. Now I'm already burnt out on this. Okay. So in April or May, about May 18th, I was up 18, Mike, 18 games on them. But I know, and you know, and Matt knows how baseball is. You can go into a 4-week streak and you're giving that back. And then now you're below. So I go to him, pay me 500 now. Pay me 500 now. And let's just call it off. He goes, no, you could hit a bad streak. You know, whatever. That aggravated me. So I've been on a roll ever since, and I document it. And Mike's right. I document it every day. So you guys can go back every single day and check it out. I'm mind boggled by it. My wife is impressed. She snuggled with me the other night because she feels like I'm a hero now. I finally got it right after 60 years, but that's the way it's been. And hey, can I tell you something? It has been one of those years. You know, we all have had those years where everything goes wrong, everything goes right. If I'm picking a run line, I'm getting it. I'm losing by one on a 1.5 run line. If I'm taking a team minus 160 and they're losing, they'll come back in the ninth inning. Only one team has really hurt me this year, and I think it's probably hurt a lot of people, the Orioles, the Baltimore Orioles. They're not playing up to what my system says they should be playing, and I don't know. The manager's Mancino is – I don't think he's going to last past this year, and they're going to have to hire somebody else because they're playing way below their talent level. The surprise team for me, of course, has been the Cubs, and Arizona, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Tampa Bay. They've been good for me, too.
Follow him at North, number 2 North, Chicago Sports Radio personality Mike North. And again, we got to look at a couple of these tweets. There are some good lines in here, Mike Palm. This is a Mike North on Twitter, another 2-0 day. And I'm a mind-boggling 35 games over 500. Quote, this is a quote from Mike North. It's not gambling if you know who's going to win. So
That's from Hangover. That's from The Hangover. The movie The Hangover, when he says, hey, it's not gambling like the Rain Man if you know you're going to win.
Even my wife is impressed, and she's seen the ups and downs of wagering. But now 36 games over 500 for the season, and your system – what is your system, by the way? You said the Orioles have defied your system. What is it?
Well, first of all, I did a couple of things differently this year. The thing about baseball, which is different than football or anything else, in football, if I come on with Mike and Matt on Monday, and I like the Atlanta Falcons -6 over the Bears, if I listen to everybody and all the conjecture during the week in the papers, online, on radio, on Vissin, on ESPN 1000, on Barroom, on the podcast. By the time Sunday comes, I'm taking the Bears. I'm going the other way. Everybody's turned. Everybody's changed your opinion. With baseball, there's no time for hype. It's every single night. And another thing I've always done is I've looked at the pitchers, but now I look more at the bullpens than I ever did. I had to adjust that. Because, you know, quite frankly, the pitchers don't pitch complete games anymore. They go 5, they go 6 innings, and that's it. And also, I try to think like a bookmaker. I try to think like a bookmaker. Who does the bookmaker want to win? Now, let me just say this. Every year it doesn't win that way, guys. I have other things I put into it. I just don't have time to do now. But I finally look, at least for this year, like I figured it out.
Mike North and Mike Palm, you said you followed him because he's had a hot hand in baseball handicapping.
He certainly has. You have to ride the hot hand. And Mike's been hot, you know, for 2 months, and it's been absolutely terrific. You know, Mikey, I went and I bet the Chicago White Sox tonight, a team you're very familiar with.
Sure.
Yeah, Shane Smith hasn't been bad, and I was impressed with what they did in Toronto. I'm trying to figure out a way when I'm watching the game to only hear Steve Stone and not hear John Schifrin. Can I figure that out?
Well, you know what? I mean, Stone's a very patient man. He's older than I am now, and he's got a regular check coming in, so he does a very good job. He's had to adjust. You're absolutely right. The kid is – I mean, last year he called Bill Veeck, Bill Veeck. I mean, he just had a nightmarish. It looked like he'd never researched his games. But he has gotten better this year, but that's a low bar for me. I think when you're in the major leagues, you should be accomplished. You should know what you're doing. I don't see the best announcers in any sports anymore. I really don't. I mean, I don't know. What happened to the announcer that used to go 2-2, ball 3, strike 2? What happened to guys with personalities? Everything is like vanilla. It's square. You know, there's no entertainment for the most part. There's no laughter in the box. I mean, these announcers should go back and listen to a Harry Carey game. Just listen to one Harry Carey game in I don't care if it's July or August, and listen, because another thing I like to do, and I told you guys with the gambling on baseball and football, I don't listen to pregame shows anymore for the most part, or postgame shows. I try to keep, and I don't like to listen to announcers. I sometimes play a set list. I play music when I'm betting my games, because I just can't stand all the blabber. I really can't anymore, because the big guys are gone. Vin Scully, Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, Mel Allen, I mean, Lindsey Nelson, Kurt Gowdy. I mean, these are legends, and I just don't see those anymore.
Well, they had Benetti. I mean, Benetti's one of the rising stars of the game, and these teams, they don't want to let these guys do national games, just like the Blackhawks did with Eddie O, right? They didn't want to pay him for 82 games, and then they give them away, and everybody else is the beneficiary. You can't keep a good announcer in Chicago.
No, I'm with you 100%. Benetti, I wasn't the biggest fan of either, but he was good. He was accomplished. But, you know, I go back to a different time. You know, I will say this. He's got a great thing going. He was better than the guy that they have now. The Cubs, They have some good guys. Boog Giambi does a decent job, but you're right. He's the guy that he hasn't taken as much criticism this year, but he still takes it, no doubt about it.
All right, so Mike Palm again on the record with two plays in MLB tonight. What do you have?
I'm on the White Sox, and I'm on Seattle at Minnesota.
What numbers do you have on those two?
White Sox were at plus 128, and I laid 122 with the Mariners.
All right, Mike North, can we sneak in a baseball best bet from you here? We're in the last minute before the commercial break. What do you have here?
All right, I'm going with Mike on this only. I'm going minus 140 plus the 1.5 on the White Sox game. And I'm also going to go under Boston 9 tonight, under Boston 9. You guys get two because we're burning up the wires right now. I can feel it.
2-0 day is a routine for Mike North. It's not gambling if you know who's going to win.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens tonight. You know, so, hey, you know what? Sometimes the plane goes into the mountain. You got to be careful, you know?
So he's got the Red Sox-Angels game, and you both have action on the D-backs. White Sox game tonight, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes I'd be leery, like Michael's, oh, my God, we're on the same team. But no, I mean, I'm on it in a different way. Mike thinks they're going to win. I might think they're going to lose by one, so it doesn't matter. We have two different bets there.
Mike and Mike on the White Sox tonight, and we'll take a quick break. We come back, we got more of Mike North, more of Mike Palm, and how about more on the Chicago Bears? You want to talk Bears, Mike?
I want to talk Ben Johnson. Oh, yeah, I want to hear the real deal here from Mike North.
Yeah, we've won our fourth straight postseason and offseason. We won again this year, no doubt.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, the two Mikes, Palm and North, and Matt Eumanns here at VSiN, Follow the Money. And Mike Palm, Jeff Davis of Circa Sports did a great job here putting together a list of liabilities and moves on the NFL futures market here at Circa. And one thing that jumped out when you and I were talking about before the show today, the play on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, we set the standard win total for Minnesota at 8.5. Juiced 115 to the over. It actually went to 170. We moved the standard number now to 9.5 on Minnesota. And then they also got bet in terms of to win the NFC. We opened them at 25-1. They're down to 10-1 now. So we've seen Vikings money coming in terms of the division, Mikey, which of course figures to be the best division in football again this year. The Vikings are 4-1, but that's not much. That's not much shorter than the Bears, who are plus 410. So they haven't seen that much movement to win the North, but they have seen it to win the NFC in their win total.
All right,
yeah,
Mike.
I'll tell you what,
Mike North, is this division up for grabs? How do you handicap the NFC North?
Well, I like Detroit number one. Of course, I'm sure everybody does. Even though I remember in '85 after they won the Super Bowl, the Bears lost Buddy Ryan. They lost all sorts of people, and they still went 14-2 the next year. People are expecting a drop off. I like Detroit over the 10.5 if I was going to bet it. I'm still not sold on Green Bay. Minnesota. It's interesting because the kid's going to be starting from Michigan. Every Michigan quarterback, including a good friend of mine, Jim Harbaugh, that ever played there, knows how to play the game. They know you don't see many, except Shoelaces. They had a guy named Shoelaces one time. Just was, if you remember that guy, he liked to run with the football and stuff like that, but they know how to play the game. The Bears, I'm hearing that Caleb Williams is learning to take snaps under center, that he doesn't know how to watch film, that somebody wasn't in there to watch film with him. They, in my opinion, drafted the wrong tight end. I wanted Warren. They took this kid who's already been hurt. Lovely. He's already been hurt once. He hurt his shoulder, but in their title year, he was good. He's a talented kid. I hope he does well. But I think the Bears are going to have to show me. And I've been saying this to you, Matt, and Mike, for 6 years, when I come on VSiN or whenever. And I've been saying it, show me. And, you know, they were going to show me with Fields. They were going to show me with Caleb. As you know, and somebody even brought it up on Twitter, Matt, be ready for Mike to bring up Trubisky, and I always will.
Yep.
And I always will. He was 29-21. They had Rokon Smith on defense. They had some studs, and they decided to blow it up. And it's been nothing but bad news ever since. I'm liking Detroit. Minnesota, I would tend to lean the over, but it seems like what Mike's saying is a lot of people like the over, so who knows what's going to happen there. Green Bay is a mystery. I want the Bears to surprise me and shock me. I want to be one of those guys who's rooting for a team that was crap last year and all of a sudden is, you know, going to challenge for the NFC this year, but I don't see that happening either. I don't.
Are you following the rest of the Chicago media, Mike, and saying that Ben Johnson is going to be the savior for this franchise? I mean, they're planning the Super Bowl parade already. This guy could be Marty Morningweg. Who knows? He could be Adam Bass. He could be Cam Cameron. His initial press conference, awkward. He went on and on. Well, first of all, the suit was two sizes too big. He went on and on and on and on about John Shoup. Does nobody remember that when John Shoup was the OC, they were the worst offense? Mm-hmm. But they ranked 27, 28, and 29 in offense. This guy's talking about his mentor, John Shoup. I'm not sold, Mikey. I don't know about you.
I am not either. And I've told everybody that, look, he talks a good game. But he did not change the culture of the Detroit Lions, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Campbell changed that. Who's the Dan Campbell for the Chicago Bears? Because Ben Johnson's a nice guy. Ben Johnson and Caleb are spending time together. I hear this every single year. He's taking shots at the Green Bay coach, you know, which automatically means doom for the Chicago Bears. I mean, what are you doing there? Shooting their mouths off like they do every single year. They were selling Wolf tickets last year. The media does not hold them accountable. For the most part, it's the most vanilla media in the NFL, and they've screwed up the stadium deal. The stadium deal should have been put in place 2 years ago. I mean, what do they think? Do they sat there and paid taxes on it for 2 years, and a guy last year, Warren, who everybody thinks is such a great president, decided finally to hire a COO for the stadium building. Well, they don't even have a site yet. They don't know if they even want to play back at Soldier Field, which is the worst watching experience in football, the hardest stadium to get to, and it's got the least amount of attendance. So they're a minor league still operation in my eyes until they show us they can do something. Ben Johnson talks a great game, and we're going to get a chance to see it. What I don't understand is he left, and, you know, everybody thinks he's going to work his magic. Jared Goff gets rid of the ball in 2 seconds. Caleb Williams, they're saying in the mini camp, we're still holding on to the ball too long. So I think it's going to be another top process, and this is his third offensive coordinator in 2 years.
Mike Norris, Chicago Sports Radio personality with us. Mike, when I covered the Bears in the late 90s, they were talking about the new stadium proposal. I remember writing a story about it in 1998 about this extravagant lakefront stadium they were going to build, and they're still doing this in 2025. It's this franchise moves at a slow speed. How about the Bears win total of 8.5? The first month of the schedule, Mike North, very intriguing here. You open at home on a Monday night against the Vikings. Bears go to Detroit in week 2. They have a home game against the Cowboys in week 3. And in week 4, Mike North, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Bears are going to be in Vegas to play the Raiders.
I might have to come down. I'm going to tell you something. I went to a Raiders game once. I was lucky I got out of alive. It was in L.A., though. I was in the end zone. And I was surrounded by people with Raiders jerseys with masks on. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had to bet it, and I'm not probably going to bet it, but if I had to, I'd take the under. They continuously. I mean, this is another new coach. Nobody's talking about the other parts of that. Is the defense going to be any good? The defense gets gauged every so often. Their offensive line, they've had some upgrades. There's no doubt. They picked up Tooney. They picked up another guy. But as a unit, they're still inefficient. The running back situation is tough. I just don't see. I think Vegas has got them right where they should have them, last in the division, plus 440 or whatever they are. But there's always 5 surprises, 6 surprises every year in the NFL. For once, please. Dear Lord, for once in my life, please. Can you win some games when people aren't expecting? I mean, last year we started off, good. And then they lost to the one, their weak character guys too. Listen, that Washington game, when they lost the game, the ball went in, they didn't block the pass. It was a touchdown. They fell apart right after that. Mm-hmm. They fell completely apart. So character's got to come into play too. We have a suspect quarterback, a first-year head coach. I would probably lean under.
Yeah, Bears win total at 8.5. That was one of my best bets last year, was Bears win total under that 8.5 number. And the Bears checked in at 5-12 last year. And Mike North is right. After that Hail Mary game against Washington, the wheels fell off.
Yeah, well, people forget that they tried to run the guard and a trap play at the goal line in the fourth quarter in that game, too. They dominated the second half of that game and lost it. And then you're right. The game ended. They let the clock run out in Detroit, and then they just – I had the alt under, too, last year, under 7.5. So that was okay for me.
Mismanagement, that Thanksgiving Day game at Detroit was an embarrassment. Hey, we're going to get Mike North's best bets here one more time in baseball. First, I have to tell you about the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 of first bet. To trigger the $500 try, you receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and VSiN adds a free pro subscription through August 31st, a $200 value. That's the $500 try from GBank First Bet and VSiN. Head to vsin.com/GBank. VSIN.com/GBank. It's a one-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer. All right, Mike North, Chicago Sports Radio, legend, Hall of Famer, hot hand in baseball handicapping right now, 36 games over 500. Mike, once again, what are your best bets for tonight in MLB?
All right. You know what? It's going to be the White Sox, but -140 plus 1.5. Boston under 9. In their baseball game. And you know what? Let's break the Baltimore jinx. Take the Orioles tonight. Favorites against the Texas Rangers.
That sounds like the trifecta from Mike North.
It's a $500 trifecta.
Right, that's right. We got it.
When I'm 0-3, I won't hear from you until football season.
Mike, appreciate the time, man. Great job on the baseball.
Love you guys.
And always appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, Mike.
Follow
Take
him
care,
at
guys.
North to North. And we come back. Mike Palm and I are going to talk a little bit more baseball and NFL futures, because Jeff Davis put together a report for us on NFL futures and where the liability and money and movement lies here at Circa Sports. And let's talk about that after a quick break here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Always great to have Mike North on the show. Chicago Sports Radio. I know you do some sports radio in Chicago. You and I have Chicago ties. Mike North was the biggest thing going in Chicago sports radio for a long time.
Dan Jiggets.
Had the hottest show in Chicago. So you've been doing some Chicago sports radio this year.
I do. I have the last couple of years.
It's all optimism about the Bears, right?
They're very mad if you bring up what do we exactly know about Ben Johnson and what he right there.
Ben Johnson's had some awkward moments in press conferences.
Everybody said it's an A-plus hire. I said, okay, if it's an A-plus hire, then I will bet you even money. You have the yes. Will the Bears win the NFC North in the next three seasons? Well, wait a minute. I said, well, wait. If you think it's an A-plus hire, they're certainly going to win the division in the next 3 years.
That's a fair bet.
They back off when you say, I'm giving you even money.
I agree with what you're saying. If you say something's an A-plus hire, you're giving him 3 years to win a division four teams in it?
Yeah.
Okay. And they won't take you up on the bet.
No, nobody will.
So you pose that question on some radio shows.
I do.
And the host won't take you up on the bet.
Right. And then I say, are you Ben Johnson's agent then? What's your interest in Ben Johnson if you don't think we're going to win the division in the next 3 years?
And you've done the show with David Haw and Mike Mulligan, right?
I do that every Friday.
And they won't take – Mike and David won't take you up on
David
that
bet. David Haw's close. He's he's getting close now. But he's on the Chicago Sports Network now. He's doing a lot of multiple duties now. That those things. By the way, just for those scoring at home, Shoelaces is referred to Denard Robinson. was the thing that liked to run. He ended up playing a few years as a running back in the NFL.
Yeah. How about the NFC North futures look here? Jeff Davis put this report together for us from Circus Sports, and NFC North, not a division getting a lot of action. I think, Mike, and this will play out this season. Which division in the NFL is the toughest from top to bottom? Is it the AFC West, NFC North? I think the NFC East is going to be on the rise. Last year, it was pretty consensus was NFC North, but all the teams in the North bombed in the playoffs.
And that didn't win a game.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They all bombed. So we come back this season. The win total much lower on the Lions and the Vikings. What do you see here at Circus Sports on the NFC North?
Yeah, there's not a lot of movement. When you look at the division, the Lions, of course, obviously are the incumbent. And we have them currently at plus 132 to win the division. They've not been bet to win the NFC, though. It's interesting. They were just behind Philadelphia as the second choice at plus 330, now plus $6. So it's very chilly in the market. Packers plus 240 to win the division. Vikings 4-1, and the Bears right behind it, plus 410. It's interesting that the win totals, because the Vikings and the Bears both opened 8.5. And what we've seen is all Bears under 8.5 and all Vikings over 8.5. Even though that Monday night number, Minnesota at Chicago, it's remained a chilly one the whole time. No movement on that game. J.J. McCarthy's first start. But as I said earlier, the Vikings standard win total now at 9.5, over plus 120, under minus 140. The Packers over minus 9.5 is minus 115. And the Lions are 10.5, but it's been bet to the under, minus 145.
And you bet the Vikings over the win total, but you bet over 8.5, right?
I bet early over 8.5 when I started hearing about KOC saying this is his most talented team. Obviously, they put all their eggs in the basket of J.J. McCarthy.
That's the big question mark, Mike. What are you going to get from the quarterback? Sam Darnold, I felt like the whole season, it's a fluke. You know, Kevin O'Connell doing some great things with Sam Darnold. And then he kind of showed his true colors, right, at the end of the regular season and in the playoffs. But do you think J.J. McCarthy could play up to what Sam Darnold, the numbers that Sam Darnold put up last season? That's a stretch.
Well, that's a stretch, except for the last two games when he was horrific.
The last two games, he was terrible.
He was terrible. But it's a great situation. You're in a great offense. They've fortified the offensive line, the center of it, in the middle, right, and the skeleton of it. I like Flores as a defensive coordinator a lot, but you got two guys coming off injuries in Blackman and Darisaw. Are they going to be fully healthy coming back off major injuries, one an ACL and one a knee injury? But if this is his most talented team, and the win total was 8.5, they went 14-3 last year and had a shot to go in and go 15-2 and be the one seed. And he was so bad and inaccurate, Darnold, in that game on Detroit on that Sunday night. They really controlled the first half. Yeah. What'd they have? Four times in the red zone and came away with 3 points? And then
that was the Sam Darnold we were waiting to see the entire season. He showed up in the last two games.
So I think to win 9 games, they're still winning. You know, you were 14-3. That's still not 5 games less than last year. So I thought it was a must bet.
Well, you got a good number, too. Played over 8.5. You said now it's 9.5, and the over is minus 120 and 9.5?
The over is plus 120.
Plus 120 on the Vikings.
So we moved it from 8.5 is the standard number, over minus 170 to 9.5, under 140. That was the move.
All right, how about the Packers? You made an interesting comment about them, because a year ago at this time, the betting public was piling on the bandwagon for the Packers, and they took a step back. Jordan Love took a step back. I think, in a sense, this division's up for grabs, Mike. What do you make of the Packers? Do you have any betting action here on the Packers?
I didn't, but I keep saying every year they're going to take a step forward, and they kind of run in place. They're the youngest team. They're still the youngest team. At some point, they're not the youngest team, and it's not all about their ceiling. I thought it was actually LaFleur's best coaching job, and then what do you have to coach? 5 games with Love didn't play? Right. And they were winning those games running a single-tee offense. I mean, he did a great job. But you got beat by the teams that were above you in the division. They beat you, right? And then you go to Philadelphia, and I thought they were non-competitive in that playoff game in Philadelphia. It was so very certainly a disappointing end of the season as well for them.
Yeah, Jordan Love did not perform in that game against the Packers, for sure. If you look at division records last season, Lions were 6-0, Vikings 4-2, Packers 1-5 in the division. Bears 1-5. Bears beat the Packers in week 18. Oh. How about the Lions? Because you lose both coordinators. But, Mike, you also lose two starting offensive linemen. That's going to be very important for a Detroit team that likes to put its stamp on physicality up front and running the football.
Yeah, and Rag now retires. But I kind of think they knew that was coming. So,
but they don't have much in reserve.
No,
that's to say, they don't have much offensive line depth in Detroit.
No, and that's right. They want to run the ball first with Dan Campbell, right, and be big in the trenches. And then you get Goff is so deadly off the play action because they can run the football. And he does these little timing routes and these easy passes that he makes and throws inside the numbers. So obviously if they're offensive line, but that's a step back too. This team was a 15-2, right? And the total's 10.5. Now you lose both coordinators. And the guy who's going to be the OC hasn't been an OC for like 9 years in the league, right? It's been a long time since he was an OC. I don't know how the big of the fall off will be on the defensive side of the ball with Glenn, but what did they give up? 45 points at home in their playoff loss on the defensive side of the ball. So that's another one. I think you can make an argument over Vikings, Lions, and probably under Bears. You could make it, which is a coordinated argument, right, when you're playing two division games.
I notice here on Jeff Davis's report at Circus Sports, there's money on Coach of the Year market showing up on Dan Campbell, right?
Yep.
And you've got season win totals. Vikings over and Bears under, and that's would you say that's where the sharp money is?
Yes, for sure. And in that, just because you mentioned the Coach of the Year, I know we're on the North, but Mike McDaniel, a pretty big mover here from 37-1 to 19-1.
Who's betting that?
No, but it takes a bit of money to move it, cut the number in half. First of all, like Coach of the Year, everybody should be 20-1, whatever, and then it flushes itself out.
Well, you know, a year ago we were hearing there was money on Mike McCarthy in the Coach of the Year market. Where is he now, Mike? Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's not coaching. He was not Coach of the Year. Mike McDaniel? That didn't make much sense. Hey, there's a new sports betting market in town. It's called Xcutta, spelled X-C-U-T-T-A. Xcutta is a sports calculator combining the adrenaline of live auctions and strategy of sports prognostication. Create your own Xcutta auctions for you and your crew for any sport or sporting event, football, baseball, basketball, tennis, golf, Super Bowl, World Series, March Madness, Wimbledon, even your own local golf tournament. Create your own private or public auctions. Create secondary markets for aftermarket buying and selling. Over 1,000 teams, player, and drivers in the database with the ability for you to add more. Free practice auctions now running daily at 3, 6, 9 p.m. at xcutta.com. And for a 3-month free betting subscription, email support at xcutta.com and mention VSIN. Again, xcutta.com, the future of wagering, xcutta.com. Mike, anything else jump out to you on this Super Bowl NFL futures report?
Well,
how about Aiden Hutchinson, Defensive Player of the Year, if we keep in the North? Decent move on Detroit's defensive stud.
Yeah, and Gibbs got bet for Offensive Player of the Year, so that might be tied into the Detroit fan base that we see here and betting it early in the summer. I like the Broncos. I think the Broncos have really... Peyton in a few short years has really got the depth to this roster. Remember when they gave up 70 points to the Dolphins 70, a couple of years?
70-20 loss.
Yeah,
to
right.
The Dolphins.
They've really sort of built this team and built it in the back defensively. And I kind of agree with this move. I mean, I didn't bet them to win the division, but they went from +425 to +350 in the AFC West. I bet the win total, but I think that's a decent team.
Yeah, I talked about that last week on Follow the Money with Mitch and Paul. The Broncos are a team I'm really high on this year, and Mitch Moss and I are going to talk extensively about the AFC West on the Tuesday show, and the Broncos are a team I'm high on too. So you got sharp money on the Broncos to win the division. You know,
we do.
The Chiefs have won the AFC West 9 times in a row. I don't know if they'll get to 10. Quick break here. Mike Palm and I back. Baseball, best bets, and more on VSIN. Follow the Money.
Is Follow the Money on
VSEN. All right, during the break, Mike Palm and I just enjoying some classic home run calls from Jenny Kavnar. Right?
And they are classics.
We got one we're going to try to replay later in the show. It's one of the better home run calls I've heard in a while. I think your favorite one of the month, right?
Definitely.
She broadcasts Oakland A's games, for those who don't know, and that's why... the mute button gets a lot of practice when I'm watching Oakland A's games.
You know who does their pregame show? Steve Sachs.
Does he really?
Yeah, because we went up there to Sacramento to go to a game and meet some of the folks up there. and they had Derek on the pregame show, and there was Steve Sachs as their pre and postgame guys.
I got it. By the way, the West Sacramento A's right now are 16 games under 500 and minus 127 in run differential. I have to give Derek Stevens credit. When you were up there in Sacramento, West Sacramento, for the game, what was that, about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, about.
He threw out the first pitch.
Strike.
And it was an excellent first pitch. He did throw a strike. His form looked good. You see some horrendous first pitches out there. Derek Stevens actually did really well with
it. They let him warm up for 20 minutes. All right. Nobody knows that. He stood down by the dugout.
Okay. I didn't
and they
know
had
that.
The bat boy come and catch him. I mean, he was okay. And then they were heckling him from the dugout. He was looked like he was Louis Tiant with all the motions and all this. But so he warmed up and boom, he threw the strike right down the middle. The other seven first pitches, they didn't let them warm up. I guess that's a major revenue stream. He was number two of seven first pitches that night.
He's a big financial supporter of the Oakland A's.
He certainly is.
He was not on a pitch count. If he had 20 minutes to warm up.
He was so nervous about throwing that strike. Uh-huh. Yeah, and they let him get nice and loose.
That was a strike.
Yeah.
Very impressed. Anyway, maybe we'll get that home run call. We can replay for you. You don't want to miss it. This is one of the better ones I've heard. Mike, let's run down the baseball rotation for tonight. You've got notes on all the games here. Everyone keeps waiting. When are the Atlanta Braves going to get hot? The Mets just went through a 7-game losing streak. Mets are going to throw Paul Blackburn out there tonight. And the Braves, 140, right here at Circa. We'll give you the Circa numbers. Minus 141, Braves favored, total of 8.5 at Citi Field in New York.
I looked at the Braves, actually, tonight. They've been so bad in one-run games. And you keep waiting for them, as you said, to get back in the race, mm-hmm. and it's right there for them. But they can't win the close games.
I don't think they're out of it in this division. They got a lot of time.
You think they can still win the division?
I think they can. They got a lot of time. They got a lot of ground to make up. But that's the thing about baseball, Mike. We've seen these comebacks from some teams, you know, and if they get hot in July, August, September. The Braves right now are 6 games under, 11 games back. But the Mets just went through a 7-game skid. I'm not all that impressed with the Phillies all the time. It feels like the Phillies got a few weaknesses. I don't know if the Braves can track down the Phillies and win the division, but the Braves can be a playoff team, right?
Yeah, because I question the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals have played well, but I don't know. Are they going to stick around?
I don't know.
I question, you know, Arizona's been disappointing. Burns is gone. I do like the way Milwaukee plays aggressive baseball. Anyhow, Schwellenbach, you know, that was Adam Burks, one of his picks for National League Cy Young, who wrote our baseball guide. Very good guide, and he does a terrific job for us, Adam.
Did he do the whole guide himself?
I don't know. I think maybe Hoops Peterson wrote a third of it.
Remember a couple years ago when we had the hockey guide and it was all written by one person?
The guy who was at the 30% pick rate. Yeah. Schwellenbach, though, if you look at his advanced metrics, Matt, if you look at his numbers haven't been that. You may say 5-4 with a 3.2 ERA.
Right.
But you look at the other metrics, they haven't been bad. He's got a WAR of almost 2. And obviously Blackburn hasn't pitched much. Here was a guy that was, remember, everybody was dying to get Blackburn off of Oakland a few years ago. What a starter to add to your team in August, right, for a playoff run. I leaned the Braves a little bit here tonight. I didn't bet the game, but I think they're interesting tonight. This is a game I would play first five probably if I was going to play it.
Definite pitching edge if you're backing the Braves in this one. And again, Circa minus 141. How about Pittsburgh and Milwaukee? Ashcraft going for the Pirates. Patrick for the Brewers. Milwaukee minus 177. Another total of 8.5.
Here's a guy I haven't watched a lot pitch that's for somebody that's thrown 80 innings this year with Patrick. Obviously, the Brewers are riding the momentum of sweeping the Twins. It's a short trip, right? Right. Mm-hmm. To go from Minneapolis to Milwaukee. Pittsburgh, you know, did you see the play with O'Neill Cruz the other night where they hit the ball and it went through his legs and he didn't even turn around to go get it?
Yeah.
That was the DeGrom game that the guy bet $600,000 on DeGrom that night here.
Is that right?
Nice start to the game for us. He didn't even chase the ball. We're down 2-0. We could never get back into it. But it's a heavy number. I don't like to lay 190 in baseball here. I don't like to do that, Matt. So I passed on this game. I don't know if I'll even watch it, but the Pirates are certainly a fade to me.
How about Ben Brown and the Cubs on the road in St. Louis? You just talked about the Cardinals. I know someone who's fading the Cardinals every day, and he thinks his team's phony. And he's going to fade the Cardinals on a daily basis. The Cubs and Ben Brown, minus 113. Let's see, minus 115 looks like the high in the market out there, another total of 8.5.
Yeah, now the Cubs were the dogs here in the overnight here at Circa, but they've got the attention. This kid's got some good stuff, but his control is a real issue to me. And I think he gets into counts where he doesn't throw competitive pitches.
He's a good strikeout pitcher.
Get away. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. His stuff is electric.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to have pitches people are going to swing at. And he has too many wasted pitches that are so far off the plate. Liberatore's been a middle-of-the-road guy here this year. I'm of that camp. I picked the Cardinals to finish last in this division. I really thought they were the worst team in the division, worse than the Pirates. But so far, they've been hanging around. And what, they find themselves, they're only 4.5 games back of the Cubs. The Brewers are 3.5 games back. I wouldn't bet the Cubs as a favorite tonight. I would lean to the over here in this game 9.
Pirates are 17 games under 500.
How about you got a guy like Skeens and you don't do anything to build around him?
I know. They're going to waste Paul Skeens. Before you know it, he's going to be pitching for the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Here's a theoretical question I've asked people. If you were going to give a pitcher 6 years, $240 million, if you knew you could lock that one of these two pitchers up for that contract, would you give it to Skubal or Skeens?
I'd give it to Skeens because he's younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Is there a tipping point? Is there a 4 years? I know 10 years. I mean, Skubal's 29, so, right. I mean, there's a big age difference.
Well, first of all, with pitchers, you don't want to give contracts really more than 5 years, mm-hmm. right?
Somebody's going to give Skubal 6 years, I bet.
Well, yeah, I couldn't blame him. A couple of guys you'd make an exception for would be Skubal and Skeens if you're going to get a long-term contract to a starting pitcher. I would go with Skeens.
Yeah. When he pitched in that second game in Detroit, and by the way, Rob Manfred should have mandated those two pitchers had to pitch against each other in that doubleheader, and Fox could have made it a national game or something like that.
Skubal won his game, and Skeens
won
his game.
Right?
I don't think he got the win though. Pirates blew the 4-0 lead, had to win an extra innings.
His numbers. He has the lowest ERA through 40 starts of anybody in Major League history. How about since 2000, opponents' batting average? Since 2000, only Mariano Rivera, Kershaw, and Pedro Martinez have lower batting averages. I mean, the numbers are just stunning. Incredible. They jump off the page at you. And yet he struggled to be a 500 pitcher on that team.
Well, that would be the guy you'd give the six-year contract to. How about the just left San Diego? I was there last night. Mitch Moss was down there. I think Mitch might be going to the game tonight. The Nationals and the Padres, Parker, Colic, Padres -175. Really a good game Sunday afternoon in San Diego. Padres had a dramatic win.
My guy Lugo couldn't get a win there. Yep. He's been good since he went on the IL. Lugo's been very good in his three starts since he went on the IL.
Right.
But he had that problem last year. He had a dead arm. When I looked at the Padres, and I said they got all these starting pitching problems and health problems. Kolek's been a really good fill-in for them so far. Mm-hmm. He's been absolutely good. He keeps them competitive in all these games. This is a spot here. I think if you play the Padres, you look at the run line.
Yeah, it's too high a price. Yeah. Mm-hmm. -175. Yep. You can't lay that with the Padres.
Lay a run and a half.
Parker. All right. If you want to know where the money is really going, unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbook, giving you insight into where the sharp action is landing. Circa is obviously known for taking big bets from pro bettors. See the percentage of bets versus percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. Talking about betting splits, Mike Palm, one of the games we talked about there is Chicago Cubs. Definitely one of the most popular sides on the MLB board tonight. Do you see it with the Cubs and Ben Brown?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've gone from being a dog on the overnight to now being the favorite in this game. I think people are looking for it to bounce back a little bit too here. If they stub their toe a little bit, losing 2 out of 3 at home to Seattle. They went through a brutal stretch where they were against 5 top starters in 9 days. So it's still run differential is pretty impressive for the
Cubs. How about the weekend the Cubs had at Wrigley with the Mariners? It was hot. The wind was blowing out. And if you were a shrewd totals bettor, you were all over the overs at Wrigley Field. Mike, it was 10-7 on Saturday and 14-6 on Sunday.
Yeah, with totals at 12 and 12.5. I mean, you can't make them high enough, right? Those balls get up in that air. It's pushing it 20 extra feet to right and to center.
And you could even bet over something like over 14.5 runs, plus 250. Right? If you wanted to ladder that up, it was like a slow pitch softball game at Wrigley Field on back-to-back days. Matt and Mike, follow the money. Quick break. Hour number 3 coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.